Hello everyone, welcome back to once again, it's an amazing podcast where I'm going to tell you how I overcame the COVID-19 disease, how I defeated the disease and came back safely to home from hospital after defeating the COVID-19 disease. So I'm Mukesh and gonna tell you about my own experience which I have faced. So guys, I got positive on 14th of May with the COVID-19, and then I was I sent my another sample for RT-PCR and which came back to the next step with the COVID-19 positive. So at that time I got little bit worried that how I should manage myself, how should I get isolated myself, and how what to do. Then later on my SpO2 level started decreasing. Then I thought it's a little bit worried, and I got myself admitted into the hospital. Like later on I decided that it's on me, and it's me only who have to come out of this disease, and I have to defeat this disease and come out safely. So I started doing certain meditations, and I had started doing practicing a lot of things which could make me negative of this disease. So the first thing I did was I had formed a strong mental will that whatever happens, I will be alive. Whatever happens, I will defeat this disease. Whatever happens, I will come out of it safely. So I became highly positive, and I thought that this disease won't be able to do anything against me. So this was the first thing which I did. Then I started doing breathing exercises, and I had started doing these exercises twice a day. So breathing exercise helped me a lot to gain my lungs in a good shape, and it also helped me to get out of this pandemic. So I had done a lot of yoga and some breathing exercises which helped me to gain more trust on myself. Then slowly I had I was taking the medicine also, and slowly my body started recovering. My SpO2 level was increasing, and it was started increasing above 95. So I started getting more positive about the disease, that it won't be able to do anything. So in the meantime I had taken the vapor, and I had also started drinking only hot water, which helped me a lot. And I was taking proper sanitization and social distancing so that nobody else could suffer from me, and my family should also be safe, and they should not be getting any trouble. So slowly my once again I saw that that oxygen level is increasing, the fever was gone, temperature was normal, and diet was also, I was taking a good nutritious diet, and it helped me a lot to get out of this. So then once again at a later day, later on I had checked and found that on around that 7th or 8th day when I checked, my SpO2 level was around 98 or 99, which was the optimum level, which was the best level for a person to have this. Then my X-ray was having everything normal, and my lungs was in a good safe. So I had also done the ECG so that I do not have any heart problem or something like that, because there are chances that some of the people are having heart problems after the COVID, after COVID effects. So and this was also getting normal. So all these things happened, and I came out of it, and currently I'm finding myself healthy and happy that I had defeated this disease being positive, and this was all my experience. So what I can tell you is you have to be positive at every situation, whatever the negative situation that life can lead you. You have to be positive. You have to have a positive framework in your mind that you can come out of this situation very easily. And that's what happened to me. What I formed a strong mental attitude that I will come out of this problem at any cost with everything normal. So this worked with me, and this will also work with you. Be positive. Have a strong connection with your friends and family. This is the area when you have to be most positive, most productive, most give your brain and health and body relaxation. And in the meantime, your body will start building an immunity and you will get negative, COVID negative. And that's what it is required. So I hope you have got a message. This is something which I had done and this was my experience. And I'm telling you this from my own experience that you should also do. So that's all for the day. I hope you will like it. Bye bye, take care and have a good health.